It's time for Northwest Conference basketball on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com. Proud sponsors of high school basketball on KGMI include Northwest Propane, Chihuahua Mexican Restaurant, Hankook Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Skagit Bank, Meridian Equipment, Mount Baker Roofing, and McAvoy Oil. Other sponsors are Valley Plumbing and Electric, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Western Roofing, Walton Beverage, Judd & Black, Westside Building Supply, Kurt Mayberry Farm, and Sol de Mexico Restaurant. Now, let's go courtside with our KGMI broadcast team.
Well, good evening from Mount Baker High School. This is Dick Stark. And right now, we've got a good basketball with Tracy Ellis coming up between the Mount Baker Mountaineers and the Overlake Owls, two pretty well-matched teams.
Yeah, it seems to be, Dick, and these teams are, you know, they're staying alive here tonight. It's a winner moves on, loser out game, so both teams are obviously going to be very, very hungry here tonight.
And they both have big men. For the Mount Baker Mountaineers, a guy who's been a force there for 3 years, 6'5", T.J. Bass. He is just a tough one and an all-around athlete here at Mount Baker High School. Then on the other side, Owen Friend for Overlake, 6'10", and a senior. They go to him a lot.
Yeah, they have him, and then they also have a 6'6 guy and Zayad DeHare. So two big guys, but listen, it's not like this is a really short team on Mount Baker either. They've got a 6'8 guy they bring off the bench, and Ethan Gates. You mentioned T.J. Bass. They've got some height, a lot of athleticism, too. A lot of these guys on that great football team this year, you'll notice the names like Jed Schleimer, the quarterback Caleb Bass, Thomas Barbo, all great football players, so a lot of great athletes. They've had a lot of success this year. They just ran into a very good Linden Christian team in the districts. That set them back a little bit, but I think they're raring and ready to go here.
Now, last year, these two teams played in the same game, and it was Mount Baker winning and defeating Overlake. Overlake hasn't forgotten that, and they're hoping they can get off to a better start here against Mount Baker tonight. We'll be back with the Coaches Show right here on KGMI and KGMI.com in just a moment on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Then you need Hankook Gravel. Dedicated professionals who know there's no such thing as second best. When it comes to earthwork, Hankook Gravel stands apart from the competition. They own gravel pits all over Whatcom County, and they do residential and commercial site prep, including utilities, fire lines, storm systems, foundations, driveways, and more. So if you need excavation or site work, call the guys you can trust. Hankook Gravel in Linden, or check them out online at Hankook.com.
McAvoy Oil is growing fast and looking for professional and trained transport drivers. For more information on this career opportunity, visit McAvoyOil.com or give them a call. McAvoy Oil is currently offering a $2,000 signing bonus, health insurance benefits, and a competitive pay rate. Transport driver candidates will need a current CDL Class A and a medical card. Join a family-centric team of drivers who value a healthy balance between family life and work life. McAvoy Oil Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story, with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust, my local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather, with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
This is the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com. Now, let's hear from the coaches.
Talking to Overlake Owls coach. And coach, tell us something about your ball club. We haven't seen you play.
Yeah, are a semi-young team. We have three seniors, two of them that really contribute to what we're doing. We have a little bit of size, and we have some pretty good shooters. They're fun to coach, and we just keep improving every day.
And a big post player, 6'10". Do you go to him a lot?
We do, yeah. He's not only a really good offensive player, he's a great defensive rim protector, and he just has improved his game dramatically. He can really pass the ball. He's been getting doubled a lot and tripled a lot this year, and he's just made some spectacular passes. So he's special. He's special.
Are you into an up-tempo game or half court?
Honestly, I think we can do anything, to be honest. We've played both a little bit this year. In terms of depth, obviously the half court is nice, but I like letting my guys play a little bit and let the pace of the game dictate how it goes when it happens.
What do you know about Mount Baker?
They're really, really good. They're physical. They're big and strong. They can really get up and down a little bit. I believe it's Grant, can really shoot the ball. Looks like he has unlimited range. And then is it TJ Bass, the big post players, you know, extremely fast on his feet, lateral quickness, is really strong. They look like a really strong blue-collar type of team, and I have a lot of respect for them. You know, we lost to them last year in the same game right here. And I know they return a lot of players, and they're just well-coached, so... Yeah.
Anything special in this game you want to do?
I want to compete harder than we've competed in years past in a playoff game. I just want to play, see my guys really come out and just take advantage of the opportunity in the moment.
Okay, congratulations on a great season and good luck tonight.
Thank you, appreciate it.
We'll be back with more on the Walton Beverage pregame show.
Proud supporter of Whatcom County High School basketball. The excitement of basketball season is a sure sign of winter and a great time to tackle your indoor painting projects. At Westside Building Supply, you'll find the full line of Do It Best quality paints and Pratt and Lambert premium paints. Whether you're sprucing up one room or repainting the whole house, Westside is your custom color supplier of all the paint and supplies to get the job done right. Westside Building Supply on Guide Meridian in Linden. Everything you need for anything you need to paint.
Jason here with our newbie Kevin to chat about the Smith Kia difference.
Hey, wait, newbie? I've been here for months. I've studied and gained lots of product knowledge, and I'm so on board with Smith Kia Credo. Treat your customers like family.
Yep, you're getting it, little man. We have over 150 years of employee loyalty in the building. That's part of the Smith Kia difference.
Good point, Master. And I was just going to mention our Oil Changes for Life program. And of course, Kia's award-winning style and safety.
Good start, young grasshopper. Good start.
Discover the Smith Kia difference on Iowa Street and at smithkia.com.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Here in the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show, talking to Rob Gray of the Mount Baker Mountaineers. And, Coach, you have quite a matchup here with the Overlake Owls. They've got a good season going, and you got a couple of big tall defenders on their side as well as on your side.
Yeah, they've got a 6'10 young man and a 6'6 young man that are both very good post players, and hopefully we can counter with Ethan Gates at 6'8 and TJ Bass at 6'5.
You guys have scored a lot of points this year.
Yeah, we're averaging just under 70 points a game. We've got a pretty good, well-balanced group. I mean, Grant Volvans is our leading scorer at about 14, 15 points a game. TJ's coming in at 13, but then we've got a bunch of guys that are between 7 and 10 as well.
How do you like to set up?
Well, depending on the circumstances and who we're playing, if we've got the size advantage, we definitely want to get the ball inside to TJ. But if we have a situation where we've got the guard advantage, we want to get Grant involved and Thomas and Jed and get them going as well.
You've had guys come off the bench do pretty well for you.
Yeah, Denicio Romero has come off the bench in our last two postseason games, played really well. Caleb Bass is another one that has come off the bench well for us, and in fact, he's going to get the start tonight.
What do you think is going to be the big difference in tonight's game?
Well, hopefully we can control Owen Friend, their 6'10 young man, and keep him off the boards and keep him off from scoring down low. If we can transition and Grant can hit some shots and TJ can do what he does down low, hopefully that'll be enough to give us a W tonight.
Okay, Coach. Well, great seeing you in the playoffs again and looking forward to a great game.
Thanks, Dick.
We'll be back with more on the Walton Beverage pregame show.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They have served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 18th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
In our shops, we meet people from all over the country and even from England, Australia, and New Zealand who know and love meat pies. Hi, I'm Holly from Good to Go Meat Pies, where we make meat pies called pasties. Pasties have a rich history and tradition starting in Cornwall, England, where miners would take these portable and nourishing pies down into the mines for their lunches. You don't have to be a miner to enjoy a Good to Go pasty. Visit us at our locations in Everson and Linden or at the Bellingham Farmers Market. Online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. Bottom line, I just want the news that matters. So I turn to my local radio and TV stations. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town, people I know and trust, for the best entertainment, sports, news, weather, and traffic, anytime, anywhere. I stay local. Support your local stations. Text RADIO to 52886. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
You're in a hurry, on a deadline, and suddenly traffic comes to a screeching halt. Nothing's more frustrating than being caught in an unexpected traffic jam. Depend on KGMI traffic alerts to keep you cruising to your destination. We'll tell you about traffic slowdowns you should avoid, and if you're in a jam, how to get out of it. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call, 676-5464, so we can spread the word. KGMI traffic alerts, only from KGMI News Talk 790.
Uno, dos, tres. At Chihuahua Family Mexican Restaurant, you can count on an experience like no other. And when it comes to delicious daily dinner specials, you can count on incredible and authentic Hernandez Brothers family recipes. From savory daily dinner specials to their famous $5 spicy chicken wings. At Chihuahua's, the biggest and the best family Mexican restaurant in Whatcom County. Accepting Canadian at par. But hurry in as the Canadian at par offer expires at the end of this month. Just 3 minutes off I-5, exit 262 in Ferndale.
McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's premier local petroleum distributor. Family owned since 1932, they've been providing top quality petroleum products matched with unbeatable customer service for over 80 years. If you're in the agriculture, industrial, or construction industry, McAvoy Oil is committed to your success. For your fuel and lubricant needs from bulk tank, construction site, or trucking fleet, see why McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's trusted petroleum distributor. Learn more online at McAvoyOil.com.
Back here at Mount Baker High School, Dick Stark with Tracy Ellis, where we're waiting for the beginning of this one, a loser out game, and the district won a basketball tournament with the winner going on to advance. They'll play on Friday for a chance to get into the quarterfinals, into the regional playoffs. So a lot riding on this one, you take them one at a time. We got a good one going.
Yeah, when you're in a loser out bracket, that's exactly right, Dick. You just that's when that cliche really does come true. Just one game at a time and hope to survive and advance. You know, Mount Baker, one of the top 1A teams in the state. They have been all year. The only reason they're here in this loser bracket is because they met up with a very good and, I think, on that particular night, a very energetic and unstoppable Linden Christian team. Maybe the game, the final score in that game was 71-60 Linden Christian, but it was really much closer than that. There was a lot of free throws at the end of that game, and that's why the 10-point or 11-point spread. But it was a well-played game, a battle between two Whatcom County teams. So Mount Baker finds themselves here. You know, they got to win out. They got to win the next couple games here to get into Yakima, the regionals. But, of course, now all these teams going on to Yakima, the regional round in Yakima, again, like it used to be in the past. Overlake, they had a close one. Beating South would be on Tuesday night to get here, 57-53. So that was their first loser out game, and this is their second one. So it should be an interesting matchup. You mentioned it earlier, Dick, a couple of big guys, and the big guys certainly leading the way for Overlake in their win. Owen Friend, he's the big 6'10 post. He had 15 points in their win over South Whidbey. And Zaya DeHare had 14, and he's their other big guy, 6'6. So they like to go down underneath.
Overlake was a school that I hadn't heard much about. Talked to some people here who have come and made this trip. Overlake is located in Renton. It's a private, non-denominational school, and they have had a good, solid athletic program going, and it's being shown right here tonight with this fine basketball team that's coming in against Mount Baker. So the Overlake Owls, last year they played in the same game, in the same gym, and Mount Baker came out on top. So this will be a chance for Rob Gray and the team to get back into the regional playoffs, and we'll see what happens from here on in.
Well, they're a really good basketball team, Dick. They have a really balanced attack. They certainly could go down low, and T.J. Bass is one of the best post players you'll see. He has great hands, quick feet for a really big guy. I mean, he's 6'5", so he's tall, but he's also just big. He's a big football player. He's played football at college. And so he is a lot to deal with for anybody. They'll do that, but at other times, they'll let their guards take over, and especially their star in Grant Belvance. He could take over a game from beyond the arc, but he also is really quick to get to the hoop in a hurry as well.
And another football player who hadn't played a lot of basketball here at Mount Baker, Jed Schleimer. And he's a good one, and Linden's had the same experience, bringing in a football player as a running back to be a great basketball player.
Well, Schleimer is one of the best high school running backs I've ever seen. He had such patience, and that just his ability to be patient and stay under control in tight situations does benefit him here, too. Sometimes his feet get going a little bit faster than his hands, though. I've seen him travel. I've done a few of their games this year. See him travel a few times because, you know, he's got those quick feet. That's what he's used to doing, carrying that ball and going. So, but, you know, obviously, he's by this time of the season, he's taking care of that. But, you know, very athletic. Yeah, a lot of these guys, like I said, you know, Schleimer, Caleb Bass, T.J. Bass, Thomas Barbo, Grant Belvance, I believe they're all football players too. So, like you said, Linden does that. At this level, you see that a lot. You know, a lot of these guys. I remember a Linden team one year. They won the state championship in football. Then they won it in basketball.
Yeah.
Then they were in the state tournament in baseball as well. All the same guys.
That's right. They almost did a triple.
Yeah, it is amazing. But, you know, and that's the kind of team Mount Baker has this year.
We'll be back with more here at Mount Baker High School in just a minute on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Addiction can kill, but it doesn't have to. Better Addiction Care offers the best resources for you to get help. Call 888-377-5179, 888-377-5179 to begin your road to recovery today. Asking for help is one of the hardest things to do, so don't ask, just call 888-377-5179. When you make this free and confidential call to Better Addiction Care, people who care are ready to match you with the right facility for you. You may not even know that FMLA will give you up to 3 months off work to start your recovery. Call Better Addiction Care now, 888-377-5179. That's 888-377-5179. If you have insurance through your job or your parents, it could mean little to no cost to you. Addicts have three options: prison, death, or recover. Make the right choice today. Call 888-377-5179. 888-377-5179. 888-377-5179.
Did you know there are over 5,000 species of frogs in the world? If you're interested in learning more about frogs and their habitat, join the Whatcom County Amphibian Monitoring Program. Saturday, February 18th and Sunday the 19th, they're providing their annual amphibian identification and survey training from 9 till 3. The training covers how to identify egg masses and adult forms of amphibian species in the lowlands of Whatcom County. The first session takes place at the BP Heron Center at Birch Bay State Park. Volunteers need to be at least 16 years of age and should be comfortable working in water, being outside in all types of weather, and in good physical condition. Attendees are asked to provide a minimum of 12 hours of volunteer time surveying amphibians between March and June. For more information and to register, visit the website whatfrogs.org. That's whatfrogs.org.
This information is brought to you by BP Cherry Point, a friend of Birch Bay State Park. For more on the BP Heron Center and other ways BP supports local communities, go to bp.com/Washington.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life. I mean, a professional football player celebrates with a touchdown dance in front of 80,000 screaming fans.
But what about you? When you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi. Sounds good, doesn't it?
But why stop there? The refreshing taste of Pepsi is the perfect way to celebrate anything. Like when you and your roommate order a pizza and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge. That's worth a Pepsi celebration.
Or your friend turns on the radio and your absolutely most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi too.
Because when you and your best friend stare at your screen for over an hour while one of those online concert ticket waiting room thingies refreshes over and over, then you finally score front row seats? Oh, yeah. Break out the Pepsi.
KGMI. Traffic alert.
Slater Road is closed on the east side of the Nooksack River right before the bridge as there is water over the roadway, and this is causing some significant traffic backups on I-5. We're seeing folks spilling onto the freeway as they try to get off at Main Street, Portalway, Grandview, and a lot of the surface streets are very busy as well. In fact, some folks reporting it took them about a half an hour to get from Slater Road all the way into Ferndale. So again, Ferndale is a mess right now. 676 KGMI. If you have a traffic alert, I'm Peter Wagner for KGMI News.
And back out here at Mount Baker High School, Dick Stark with Tracy Ellis. We're a loser-out game on tap for the Mount Baker Mountaineers and Overlake Owls. And we're just a few minutes away now from the opening tip in this one. I'll give you a quick rundown on the starting lineups. First for Overlake, the Owls of Justin Crone, who are 13-9 on the season, will start with Bryce DeLay. He's a 6-foot junior. It'll be Telly Lundquist, a 6-foot junior. 6'6" senior, Ziad DeHer. And then 5'10" sophomore, Zach Foster. And the big man that Tracy was talking about a moment ago, Owen Friend. He's 6'10" and a senior. And for the Mount Baker Mountaineers, T.J. Bass, a 3-year starter, maybe been even 4 years. It seems like he's been out here forever. But TJ's a great basketball player as well as football. 6'5" senior. Grant Valvans. Valvans, a 6'1" senior. Thomas Barbo, a 6'2" junior. Caleb Bass, a 5'10" sophomore. And Jed Schleimer. Schleimer, a 6'2" senior. And they've had good help off the bench this year.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, most of the year, Caleb Bass has been coming off the bench, the sophomore. He's starting this game, and we're noticing that Keenan Gray, who had been the starting point guard, is not in the lineup tonight and actually not even playing tonight. So it's you know, tough duty for Caleb Bass, you know, in this playoff game, his first start.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's a guy who is the quarterback for the really good football team, so he can handle the pressure. He's a good basketball player, too. He's actually TJ's cousin, is Caleb. So got a family thing going on there. But, you know, it's interesting. You have one, two, three seniors, a sophomore, and a junior starting for Mount Baker. Very similar to Overlake. They have two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore.
Right. Well, we're just about ready for action here. We're going to have the national anthem and then the official introduction of the players, so we'll wait to see that. Again, the front line for the Owls will be 6'6", 6'10", and 6 feet, while for the Mount Baker Mountaineers, 6'5", 6'2", and 6'2". So, and but they can go to the bench and bring in a big man.
Yeah, 6'8".
Yeah, 6'8", and we expect to see him in there to balance things up.
Absolutely. Well, Mount Baker trying to make it two in a row. The girls' team last night winning and advancing in the tournament. So the boys hoping to do the same thing here tonight.
Okay, the Mount Baker Mountaineers will be in the home white uniforms with black and white trim. And the Owls will be in the black uniforms with green and gold trim. We'll break away, be right back here at Mount Baker High School in a few minutes on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm a procrastinator.
Hi, Liz.
What brings you here?
My roof. I meant to replace it this fall, and now that winter's here, I don't know what to do.
Hi, I'm Winton Smith of Western Roofing, and if you're like Liz, I'd like to invite you to call us today for a free estimate. Now's the time to get on top of your roofing problems. Just quit procrastinating and call Western Roofing today.
Western Roofing, protecting Northwest homes since 1938. Online at westernroof.com.
Hi, what? Mary!
Yes, hon?
Are you using the hot water?
No, why?
There's no hot water! I'm gonna take care of it.
Oh, no. You're not going to fix the plumbing again.
No. Don't worry. I'm calling Valley Plumbing and Electric.
Okay, but maybe you should put on pants first.
Ah!
Valley Plumbing and Electric can fix your hot water heater with expert personalized service on the spot. Look in the white pages or call 988-9631.
Want to know why your car does this? Or this? Tune in to In the Shop on KGMI News Talk 790, your source for advice on maintaining and repairing your vehicle with the experts from Bellingham Automotive, Panacea Automotive Repair, Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Angler Automotive.
If you've got questions, we've got answers.
Plus, helpful advice and industry updates.
Don't forget our winning personalities.
Every Saturday between 9 and 10 a.m., the Automotive Experts, only on KGMI News Talk 790.
Thanks for listening. We're all creatures of habit, and listening to the radio is part of our daily routine. Whether you wake up listening to the latest news and sports or your favorite song, we appreciate it. We know a lot of you listen at work, on the road or trails, even the ball games at night. Again, all part of your daily routine. You're not alone. Roughly 95% of people listen to radio every week. Today, a lot of our listeners are streaming online, at home, the office, or anywhere they go on their mobile device. If you're a business owner looking for advertising that gets results, Cascade Radio Group is here to help. We build campaigns every day that offer on-air or online web-based or targeted display advertising. We can create a live appearance at your business or get you involved in sponsoring one of our promotions or contests, all designed to deliver cost-effective results for your business. On-air, online, or on-site, Cascade Radio Group is ready to go to work for you. Give us a call or click on the contact tab on this station's website.
Wine can be so pretentious
and confusing.
Hi, Tracy and Peter here. That's why the Whatcom Beer and Wine Foundation presents Washington Wine of the Week on your afternoon show.
Wine guy Dan Riddell takes the snootiness and bewilderment out of wine every Thursday at 4 and 5:20.
And he recommends a Washington wine.
Brought to you by the Whatcom Beer and Wine Foundation, presenting Bellingham Wine Week, July 31st through August 6th.
The Washington Wine of the Week, Thursdays at 4 and 5:20.
On your afternoon show on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Okay, back here at Mount Baker High School, just about ready for the beginning of this one between Mount Baker and Overlake with a loser out and the winner advancing to play on Friday. And here's how the starting lineups will go. They're the same as we gave you a moment ago, but starting for Mount Baker will be T.J. Bass, 6'5 senior, Grant Valvans, a 6'1 senior, Thomas Barbo, a 6'2 junior, Caleb Bass, a 5'10 sophomore, and Jed Schleimer, a 6'2 senior. For Overlake, the Owls of Justin Crone will have Bryce DeLay, a 6'0 junior, Kelly Lundquist, a 6'0 junior, Ziad DeHer. DeHer is a 6'6 senior, Zach Foster, a 5'10 sophomore, and then Owen Friend, the 6'10 senior, the big man on the floor. It'll be interesting to see how they defend him.
Oh, yeah, you know, I think T.J. Bass will be able to play with him. I don't think he'll have a problem with it at all. Yeah, certainly has the height advantage, but, you know, T.J. a big body, too, so he could definitely body up with him.
Yeah, he's not going to be shoved out of the way.
Good crowd tonight. You know, it is a weak night, but you look behind us, a good crowd behind us, and students here, you know, they always do a good job of packing this gym. Always leading the cheers, too, as head football coach of the Mount Baker. Look, he's standing right over there. I love the football. Yeah, now I forget his name. I was like, Dick, help me out with football coach Mount Baker.
Oh, boy. Just to go right off the top, Dave Galbraith, one of his assistants, sitting right next to us.
All right, here we go. And tonight's opening tip is brought to you by Northwest Propane, locally owned and operated. For over three generations, personalized service is the cornerstone of their business at Northwest Propane.
Okay, ready to go now as the Owls send the big guy, Owen Friend, to the center of the circle. And he'll be jumping against T.J. Bass. Bass has got the size from left to right, but when it comes to height, it's going to go to Friend. Here's the tip. Controlled by Mount Baker, then taken away by Overlake, and they have the basketball. Come to front court. Out front, Foster. Foster come to the right side. Looking at zone defense. Back out on top. Foster, skip pass, all the way out to the far side. Here's a lob inside. Doesn't go. Rebound grabbed off by Mount Baker. So quickly they come down across the line. Valvans with the basketball. Bass at the point. Come to the left side. Barbo, drive to the baseline. Kick it back out front. Rotate around. Valvans. Good defense here. 2-3 zone. Long three. Won't go. Tipped out. Grabbed off. Mount Baker. Clear to the right side with the basketball. Valvans. Valvans come underneath for the lay-in that is good. Beautiful dish to Schleimer.
That was T.J. Bass to Schleimer. T.J. Bass, a great passer for a big guy.
That was a great skip pass for the wide-open shot. Down the other way we come. Foster on the point. Look to the right side. Foster still out front. Right side come to Delay. Delay down the right wing. His pass to Lundquist. Lundquist tries to throw to the far side, cross court, and got a little too high and out of bounds.
So far, this 2-3 zone is causing some problems for Overlake. Not a bad idea. Maybe a way to neutralize the bigger players of Overlake.
Both teams in his own defense. 2-3 zone being used here by Overlake. Nice inside pass there going down to Bass, and TJ is hammered as he shoots. And the big guy will go to the line.
Mount Baker is a really good passing ball club, Dick, and that's an example right there going to Bass. TJ doing a good job of going straight up, had that ball blocked, but also drawing the foul.
So TJ bounces the ball, takes aim, gets the first one.
Also a good free throw shooter for a big guy is TJ.
Yeah, 3-0 score in favor of Baker. Thomas Barbo in the lane for Mount Baker's. Second shot is up and good for TJ. So 4-0 in favor of the Mount Baker Mountaineers. Down we come the other way. The lob goes into the big guy as they go to Friend. The ball is blasted away, and I think TJ got a hand on it. Now TJ tries to outlet, traveled, shuffled his feet there as he tried to pass underneath.
TJ made a great play on that inlet pass to make sure it didn't get down to their big guy for Overlake. Although he decided to take it by himself instead of giving it to a guard and traveled.
So down the other way we come. Overlake on possession. Delay on the right, left side. Delay come back out front. Play and catch with Foster. Two-man game, and that is Foster comes inside.
Mount Baker doing a great job defensively. Able to knock it away a few times here.
Lundquist comes in to Friend. Friend, outlets. Come to the top of the circle now to Foster. Back outside. Three-point shot. Won't go. Rebound. Grab. Taken by Overlake. Delay tries to outlet, and it goes out of bounds to Mount Baker.
It was a fantastic rebound by DeHaar, but throwing it out of bounds on the outlet.
So now Baker put it in play. Inbounds pass to Caleb Bass. That's the sophomore. Bass looked to the corner. Drive the baseline, backhand shot, not going to go for Barbo, but he may have been fouled as he took the lane.
And that shows you that athleticism of a Barbo. Now, Baker, a lot of guys who can do that, who can go to the lane fast and draw that. I thought it was a foul. It was a foul, but I guess not on the shot.
Yeah, it's going to be before the shot, so it'll be out of bounds here to Mount Baker. They set up an inbounds play. Come to the corner. Shot is blocked. Trying to put it up from long range. Valvans had the ball checked. Quickly the other way we come. Driving into a crowd. Ball knocked loose. Valvans, fast breaking, hooking, and it rolls in and out. No good. Back up. TJ misses. Rebound. Grabbed off here by Overlake, and they save the basketball. Boy, Mount Baker had a golden opportunity today. Three shots, but nothing goes down.
Yeah, the Valvanza's first shot kind of rimmed out. TJ Bass kind of hurried the shot, I think, knowing that that big guy for Overlake was there. Then Overlake did a good job of getting the rebound, saving it from going out of bounds, and then a foul on Mount Baker.
Still 4-0 in favor of Mount Baker in this loser-out game from Deming, Mount Baker High School. Out front, top of the circle, come to Foster. Foster with the ball, rotate around, look inside, comes down to Friend. The big guy shoots, misses. Rebound, grabbed off and taken by Mount Baker. Barbo the rebound. So Barbo, long pass all the way under a turnaround jump shot that'll go down, but it's going to be waved off. There was a foul before the shot.
And the foul may have been on the passer, Schleimer, that time. As he passed it to T.J. Bass, a fantastic pass from three guys. But Schleimer passing it to T.J. Bass looked like it's going to be an easy shot, but the foul called before.
That was almost a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Okay, the inbounds pass way back out front. T.J., he zigged when he should have zagged as he bounced past behind a cutter coming through and a goal out of bounds now to Overland.
He's mad at himself because he is such a great passer. That's not the type of pass you'll usually see him throw.
So down the other way, here come the Overlake Owls. Terry Rudolph has just checked in. So Rudolph out front has the ball picked. Here comes a two-on-one fast break. Driving, and the shot is blocked from behind as Caleb Bass, going for what looked like the easy lay-in, had it blocked away, but he was fouled.
It looked like a good block to me, but I think the official was right on it, maybe just getting a little bit of his arm, and you can see right there that Talay Lundquist is upset with that call.
Boy, there was some speed there as he came from nowhere to block the shot. Foul shot is good, and Caleb will shoot again. Caleb Bass, sophomore, making his first start tonight. Second shot rattles in, 6-0 in favor of the Mountaineers.
4-for-4 from the free throw line for Mount Baker.
Rudolph comes down across the line, looking to the high post. Friend can't get to him. He's in a double team. Back out front, 3-point shot won't go. Rebound grabbed off by Mount Baker. Long lead pass all the way to the corner. Balvans three goes down. Balvans from the corner. 9-0 Mount Baker, a great start here for the Mountaineers. Out front, rotate the basketball. Come out, Friend on top to Foster. Foster, they try to go to Friend, can't. Out front, Rudolph starts to drive, and he is collided with to be a foul against Mount Baker.
Rudolph did a good job of drawing the foul on Balvans there. So far, Overlake not able to hit any of their outside shots. They're going to see Mount Baker in the zone all night if they can't hit any of those shots.
Now out front again, it comes over to Rudolph. Rudolph looked to the right corner, goes down to Foster. Foster drives to the paint, trying to go get an inside ball. Again, deflected and stolen. They were trying to go to Friend, the 6'10" center, and the ball was deflected and taken by Mount Baker. Nice pass underneath, but the shot is blocked away. The foul will be on Friend.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Dick, again, another great pass. Mount Baker is doing it here with really, really good defense, playing that 2-3 zone like Syracuse Orange men do. And on top of that, they're also just doing a fantastic job moving the basketball on the offensive end.
Okay, at the foul line now. Foul shot is up and rims out, no good.
That's the first. They made their first four foul shots, so this is the first one missed. Schleimer missing that one.
Schleimer at the line again. Bounces the ball. Second shot is up. This one is good. 10-0 in favor of Mount Baker, and a 30-second timeout. We're going to be back in 30 seconds with the score. Mount Baker 10, Overlake nothing on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Westside Building Supply is a proud supporter of Whatcom County High School basketball. The excitement of basketball season is a sure sign of winter and a great time to tackle your indoor painting projects. At Westside Building Supply, you'll find the full line of Do It Best quality paints and Pratt and Lambert premium paints. Whether you're sprucing up one room or repainting the whole house, Westside is your custom color supplier of all the paint and supplies to get the job done right. Westside Building Supply on Guide Meridian in Linden. Everything you need for anything you need to paint.
Overlake will inbounds. And, you know, Tracy, it's just really some good defense here by the Mount Baker Mountaineers. Friend is sitting it out right now. He has a foul with that last possession. Down the other way. Here comes Foster, drive the baseline, back out front, three-point shot, won't go, rebound, grabbed off by Mount Baker. Quick outlet pass, good rebound there by Schleimer. Come down the left sideline now. Back comes to Schleimer, good movement. Schleimer, inside, jump shot, fast, won't go. TJ trying to get his rebound, and maybe a foul called here again against Overlake.
Now it's a held ball, Dick, and it looks like the possession arrow favors Mount Baker here. But I'll tell you, it's going to be a really long night for Overlake if they can't start hitting some of their outside shots.
Yeah, they have not drawn blood from out there. Second shot, or the shot from way outside, misses everything and is grabbed off by Overlake. Another tie ball, it'll be out of bounds to Overlake.
Yeah, you're right about Mount Baker's defense, though, Dick. They're doing a really good job in that 2-3. Not letting Overlake take any uncontested shots, because oftentimes that is what happens to that 2-3. Overlake needs to do a better job of finding those little seams in the zone down around the just underneath the elbow is usually where you can find those, and there's some other weak spots in these 2-3 zones. They haven't exploited those at all yet.
Romero comes in here for Mount Baker. There was another change. We'll try to pick that up for you. But Romero is in. Jump shot from the left side, misses. Rebound grabbed off by Mount Baker. Here they come quickly the other way. Valvans drives, tries to shoot. The shot is rejected. Good defense there by Overlake as they reject the shot. Quickly the other way. Here they come. Randolph across the line. Randolph look to the left wing. Back it comes to Rudolph. Rudolph with the ball again. Skip pass come baseline. In the high post. Back out to the corner. Here's Foster. Three-point shot goes down. Well, that's the one they were looking for, and they finally get it. 10-3 now in favor of Mount Baker.
Much better ball movement that time by Overlake.
Back down the other way we come. Ingholm is the other player in for Mount Baker. So Carson Ingram. Ingholm.
The Mount Baker, or the Overlake fans, getting into it a little bit here. Traveling pretty good. They're from way down south, and letting the Mount Baker players know about it in the turnover.
Yeah, long ways from Renton. Down the other way we come. Out front with it, Rudolph. Rudolph to the left side for a long three-point shot that's an air ball taken by Mount Baker. Quickly, they come back down across the line. Valvans shovels off for a left-hand lay-in that is going to go down for Ethan Gates.
Well, that was a fantastic pass again, this time by Romero.
And Gates wide open. I didn't see who got that one.
I didn't either. That time, Mount Baker not doing a very good job stopping the ball.
Down they come. TJ, look to the left side. Three-point shot, won't go. Rebound, right back up and in again by Gates. Gates just checked in, the 6'8" junior. They got two quick baskets.
Yeah, they're going with the Twin Towers right now. Gates and Bass in there at the same time.
Down across the timeline. Here comes a pass over to Foster. Foster of Overlake. Passes in the paint. Driving shot. No good. Not a lot of patience in the offense here for Overlake. Here's a pass coming down the left baseline. Ingholm can't handle it. It goes out of bounds.
When they are patient, the one time where they did do a really good job with being patient in that zone and moving the ball and finding that little weak spot in the zone, they got that open three. But they have not done that on many of these trips so far.
Minute and 16 left here, first quarter of play. 14-5 in favor of Mount Baker. Here comes Overlake out of backcourt. Rudolph in front. Tries to go cross court, does, get the pass to Foster. Foster driving to the paint. Foster has the ball stripped away, got back though by Overlake. Come back out to Rudolph. Rudolph, 16 on the shot clock, pass to the baseline. Drive underneath, backhand shot, no good. Rebound, TJ, long lead pass for Romero, and he missed him, it goes out of bounds.
Almost had him there. It was a good idea because Romero was running out wide open. TJ just overthrowing the shoulder of Romero.
Would have been a fast break lay-in, but in other words, it will now go out of bounds to Overlake with 47 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. They come into front court. Back comes to the high post as the pass goes over to Kahn, who just checked in. Kahn passes off. They go into a crowd. Stolen away. 3-on-2 fast break. Nice dish to the left side. Ingholm drives. Misses the shot. And it'll be called a charge. Ingholm called for a charge. They had a pretty good fast break going there, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, Lundquist doing a pretty good job of, you know, selling that one a little bit. There wasn't a lot of contact there, but enough certainly for the call.
26 seconds left now here in the first quarter of play. 14-5 in favor of Mount Baker. Out front, Rudolph. Rudolph looked to the left wing, come down halfway with a pass. Back out comes to Rudolph. Rudolph, step-around move for a shot that goes up and down. Nice touch. 9 seconds, still plenty of time left here for Mount Baker. Come to the right side with it. Now as they come down in the corner, a shot goes up and down.
For Gates.
TJ got it.
That was Ethan Gates, actually, Dick.
Oh, as Gates got it. Timeout here after one, and the score is Mount Baker 16 and Overlake 7 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
In our shops, we meet people from all over the country and even from England, Australia, and New Zealand who know and love meat pies. Hi, I'm Holly from Good to Go Meat Pies, where we make meat pies called pasties. Pasties have a rich history and tradition starting in Cornwall, England, where miners would take these portable and nourishing pies down into the mines for their lunches. You don't have to be a miner to enjoy a Good to Go pasty. Visit us at our locations in Everson and Linden or at the Bellingham Farmers Market. Online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
Got a leak? You need a plumber, but not just any plumber. You need a trustworthy plumber. A plumber with 100% transparent pricing, one with rates stated clearly on their website. You need Ball Plumbing. Google Ball and check them out before you need them. And when you need a plumber for your home, business, or rental, just call 647-BALL. That's 647-2255. BallPlumbing.net. Got a leak? In the greater Bellingham area, just call Ball.
Well, Dick Stark with Tracy Ellis in a loser-out game in the 1A basketball tournament from Mount Baker. And the Mountaineers off to a great start. They lead it 16-7.
They've been dominant in many ways here, both defensively and offensively so far, Dick.
Inbounds pass, Mount Baker in possession. Come out front with a pass. Top of the circle, Schleimer. Schleimer passes inside, gets a return pass. No good. Put back up, no good. Put up again, no good. But a foul will be called, and it's going to go against Overlake.
And just rebound after rebound for Mount Baker, dominating the boards. Three rebounds there before Schleimer gets to the line.
Seen a lot of heart out of this Mount Baker team.
Absolutely. And just, they're a, like I said, a very good basketball team, Dick. One of the best in the 1A.
Foul shot is up and good. That's so Schleimer will shoot again.
Dick, they've been terrific from the line, only missing one shot today.
17-7 in favor of Mount Baker. Second shot is up. Got it. 18-7, 11-point lead here for Mount Baker. Lead pass coming all the way down the right sideline to Lundquist. Lundquist with the basketball. Lundquist looked to the left side. Delay. Delay coming the paint. Back away. Now way back out front it comes to Rudolph. Rudolph with the basketball. Look to the right side. Ball knocked loose. Grabbed back by Overlake. Come back out on top. Lundquist. Nice pass in the paint for a turnaround shot that's not going to go. Rebound. Banged loose. And a foul is going to be called, maybe before the shot.
Ethan Gates doing a good job defensively, but on the rebound there, Thomas Barbo fouled going up for that ball.
And the big guy at 6'10", Owen Friend, back in the ballgame.
Yeah, they haven't gone underneath at all, Dick, and I don't think Friend has any points at this juncture.
No, and now a three-point shot goes down from way outside by Delay. And that brings them back in a hurry. It's 18-10, an 8-point lead. TJ has the basketball across the timeline. Back out front, top of the circle, rotate around. Bass, back out front, shot no good. Taken by Rudolph. Rudolph coming the other way now. 2-3 zone still being used here by Mount Baker. Rudolph, nice movement against the zone as they move the ball around. All the way out front. They go inside to Friend. The 6'10" center puts it up and misses. Rebound grabbed off and taken by Mount Baker, then taken back by Overlake. Rudolph out front. Behind the back pass goes to the corner and then lost out of bounds. It'll be out of bounds to Mount Baker.
Fantastic defense again from Mount Baker. You know, twice creating turnovers there. I'll tell you, TJ Bass doing a fantastic job on the much taller Owen Friend.
And as soon as Friend gets the ball, he gets doubled up. They get him on both sides. Usually it's TJ behind and somebody in front, and he doesn't have anywhere to move. Driving scoop shot is good. A beautiful driving shot. I think that was Caleb Bass.
It was Caleb Bass, the sophomore, starting for the first time.
20-10 score. Oh. Slam dunk by Fred. That time they didn't get in front of him.
There's no defending that. He had a wide open slam dunk, and he took it.
That was an NBA slam. The other way. TJ passes underneath. Lay-in is missed. Wide open shot to Slimer, and Slimer just hurried the shot and missed. Down the other way, here comes Overlake now. 20-12, they trail by 8. Rotate out front to Rudolph. Rudolph for the ball. Come in the paint. Fadeaway jump shot goes down for Lundquist.
Yeah. Doing a much better job attacking this zone now is Overlake. They're really finding those weak spots.
And the ball now, a bad pass by Mount Baker. Picked off. Here comes Rudolph. Got it down. Rudolph from the foul line. It's a 4-point game.
6 points for Rudolph off the bench.
And Mount Baker getting a little rattled here and getting out of sync. Down the other way they come. Pass goes to Slimer. Slimer tries to pass underneath. Turnover out of bounds to Overlake.
I'm not so sure that Coach Gray might not want to think about a timeout here pretty soon. We'll see how this possession goes. But Overlake certainly in the zone.
Yeah, and they have got a roll going here. So we'll see if they do stop the game to try and settle down a bit. Back out front, top of the circle, come to Rudolph. High post pass come now to Friend. Friend to the corner. 3-point shot. Won't go. Back to Rudolph. Rudolph. Long shot from out front. In and out. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Mount Baker.
Good rebound by Slimer that time.
Down the other way. Here comes Mount Baker. Boy, they've been a long time without a basket. Out front. Top of the circle. Bass comes over to Slimer. Slimer with the ball. Slimer. Back to Bass. TJ. 3-point shot. Won't go. Rebound grabbed off by Mount Baker. They put it on the floor, and the ball was stolen, but then lost out of bounds again, and it'll be out of bounds to Mount Baker.
It just seems like Mount Baker is a little bit out of sorts, both offensively and defensively right now. Well, let me take that back. Defensively, the last time down the court, they did a really good job, and they seem to find their rhythm a little bit more. Offensively, though, they just seem out of position right now, Dick, at times.
That's right. Now they will try and get everything going with an inbounds play underneath the window on the left side. Now, bounce pass in for the lay-in by Slimer. Won't go. Rebound grabbed off and taken by the big guy Friend. Long lead pass and a traveling violation going to go here against Overlake.
Oh, it looks like Rudolph is injured. I believe they may have called a foul. He got hit in the face or something. He's coming off the court. That's unfortunate for Overlake because Rudolph has 6 points off the bench. He's really sparked, been a big spark plug in this comeback.
He could have got an elbow. He's
looks like he got
winching.
Poked in the eye maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bloody nose. I mean, the score next to me. Thank you very much. Saying that he has a bloody nose, of course, you have to come out anytime you have any kind of blood.
2016 score in favor of Mount Baker. They've led all the way, but their 10-point lead evaporated here in the last couple of minutes. Timeout, an official timeout. We'll be back in just 30 seconds.
No, no, no. Oh, there is no timeout. We'll keep it here, actually.
Yeah, they all came over on the
It was
coast.
An injury timeout, and kind of odd. They made a substitution. The officials just weren't getting the game going.
Okay. To her inbounds and out of backcourt they come. Across the timeline, Foster. Foster looked to the right wing. Friend, the big guy, driving. Nice spin move, but he can't get the shot off. Back out front. Here's a long 3-point shot by Foster. It won't go. Rebound grabbed off Mount Baker. Romero trying to fast break. Goes into a crowd, has it slammed out of bounds. And inadvertent shot. I mean, the defense was back. He should have waited for some help.
It didn't
help.
Matter. He traveled anyway. He took one extra step. Wolf got fouled had it not been a travel, but a good call by the official.
Down the other way we come.
But you're right, Dick. I don't think it was there.
He was out of control.
Yeah.
Top the key. Now comes the high post. Cross court to the baseline for a fall-away jump shot that won't go. Nice rebound taken off there by Mount Baker.
That was Gates.
Gates again, who's back in the lineup. Quickly across the timeline. Cross-court pass come to the left side. Over to Barbo. Barbo drives the baseline in a crowd. Dishes back. TJ shot drops. Hung on the rim and then rolled in.
They've been missing a lot of layups, so nice to finally get one to go for Mount Baker.
22-16. A 6-point lead for the Mounties. And now a turnover by Overlake as they tried to come inside to Friend. and missed him with a pass that goes out of bounds.
No, you know, they threw it at his feet. The big guy, go ahead and throw it up there for him. He could go up and get it and, you know, maybe even do a little alley-oop there, but they threw it at his feet, and just no way for that big 6'10 guy to go down there and grab that.
Caleb Bass, the sophomore, down across the timeline. Look over on the left side to Barbo. Barbo with it. They start to run the offense. They got a shuffle going. Back out top of the circle. The pass come to Gates. Gates looking for some help. Romero. Romero out front. Driving. Lost the dribble. Gets it back. Bounce pass. Come back out now to Gates. Gates, three-point shot. Won't go. Rebound taken. Overlake. Long lead pass. Friend drives and lays it in.
An excellent move by Friend, going strong to the hoop right past the 6'8 Gates.
2:29 left here on the half. 22-18 score in favor of Mount Baker. Loser out game. Now at the high post, Gates. Gates clear to the left wing. Drive the baseline. Nothing there. Back out front. Romero. Romero got it away with a walk. Drives. Scoops. No good. Traveling violation.
Romero's trying to do too much now, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got to this game. It looks like he is. He's very upset with himself. He just has been a little bit out of control, Dick. And he's very athletic, and he could do some things, but you gotta stay in control.
Yeah, that's for sure. 22-18 score, 4-point lead for Mount Baker with 2 minutes left here in the half. Down across the line, Overlake. Overlake looking inside for Friend. He has the basketball. Tries to shoot over Gates, and Gates blocks the shot. Here comes Mount Baker the other way. Out front, top of the circle, Barbo. Out to the corner. Shot no good. Rebound grabbed off and taken here by Overlake. Driving into the paint. Foster drives, shoots, misses. Rebound, T.J. Bass. A minute and 36 seconds. Boy, Mount Baker almost playing out of control now, and they throw it away.
And both teams seem to be a little bit out of sorts now. A lot of big guys out there on the floor for both teams. You've got a 6'8 guy and a 6'5 guy for Mount Baker, a 6'10 guy and a 6'6 guy for Overlake. So a lot of arms out there, a lot of length.
Yeah, and you got to be thinking. You can't come down and make hope passes, right. And that was kind of a forced pass. So it was going nowhere. Down the other way we come. High post pass to Friend. High-low game. They come underneath, but the shot won't go. Rebound grabbed off by Mount Baker. Ingholm in a crowd. Dishes back, saved by T.J. T.J. Bass come all the way to the corner with a pass. 3-point shot, an air ball. Back up and good. Beautiful jock on the putback for Mount Baker by Balvans.
Yeah, Balvans in the right place at the right time. They're doing a great job putting it back up.
And they steal a pass. Quickly they come the other way. Ingholm come back out front. Balvans, 3-point shot goes down. So Balvans is getting hot at the right time. 27-18 now in favor of Mount Baker. Back to a 9-point lead. Driving shot won't go, but a foul will be called here against Mount Baker.
Looks like it was away from the ball, Dick. I don't know if we're not in the bonus yet. So that ball going out underneath.
Yeah. 35 seconds remain here in the first half. Mount Baker leads it 27-18. Boy, what a job by Balvans on the last two possessions.
And they've really needed him to do what he does so well, take over at times.
Trying an inbounds play. They come to Friend. He lays it in.
You can't let.
Now, if he gets inside, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Quickly the other way now. Here comes Ingholm. Ingholm, they're going to save it for the last shot. 26 seconds left. Ingholm getting away with a little shot. Steals the ball. It's stolen away for a fast break lay-in that goes for Lundquist. Boy, just sloppy basketball by Mount Baker.
Fantastic skill, though, by Lundquist.
Back out front. Ingholm finally comes over to the left side. Now driving to the left side. A shot goes up and down, and that was a tremendous shot by Balvans. Off balance, hit the rim and dropped through. Timeout after two on the score. Mount Baker 29 and Overlake 22 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They have served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 18th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
Jason here with our newbie Kevin to chat about the Smith Kia difference.
Hey, wait, newbie? I've been here for months. I've studied and gained lots of product knowledge, and I'm so on board with Smith Kia Credo. Treat your customers like family.
Yep, you're getting it, little man. We have over 150 years of employee loyalty in the building. That's part of the Smith Kia difference.
Good point, Master. And I was just going to mention our Oil Changes for Life program. And of course, Kia's award-winning style and safety.
Good start, young grasshopper. Good start.
Discover the Smith Kia difference on Iowa Street and at SmithKia.com.
The Halftime Show starts now here on KGMI, News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.
Well, back here at Mount Baker High School, we got a good one going. Mount Baker Mountaineers at Overlake in a loser-out game in the 1A basketball tournament. And here at halftime, Mount Baker, a 29-22 lead. They led most of the first half, Tracy, but, boy, what a close there for quite a while by Overlake as they came back.
Yeah, well, Mount Baker dominated the first quarter. They were up at one point 10-0. Got off to a great start, playing great defense, and all of a sudden Overlake found some seams in the zone. They started hitting some of their shots and then started getting the big Owen Friend, who had a little bit of foul trouble early, getting him hot, and all of a sudden they had a nice run. But Mount Baker coming back with Dalvans, all of a sudden getting very, very hot. He's leading all scorers at this point with 10 points, Dick. But very balanced scoring for Mount Baker. 6 for Ethan Gates, 5 for Judge Schleimer, 4 for Caleb Bass, and 4 for TJ Bass. For Overlake, also very balanced. Trey Rudolph with 6. He went out with a bloody nose. He came off the bench and got 6 quick points. Bryce DeLay with 3, 4 for Talay Lundquist, 3 for Zach Foster, and 6 for Owen Friend.
Well, a lot of turnovers here for Mount Baker, particularly in the last 2 or 3 minutes, just some sloppy passes.
Yeah, it was a game of turnovers in the first quarter. You saw Overlake turning the ball over a lot, and then in the second quarter, certainly that turned around in Mount Baker, a little bit sloppy with turnovers.
Okay, we're going to be back with more here in the second half in just a few minutes on KGMI and KGMI.com, where the score here at halftime is Mount Baker 29 and Overlake 22.
Mental President's Day savings on appliances and barbecues. Head to your hometown appliance store, Judd & Black. We have over 25 brands on display, over 3,000 appliances and barbecues in stock, and tremendous savings. Right now, you'll save even more with great rebates on select appliances. Save up to $1,000 on Electrolux built-in cooking appliances, up to $600 when you buy 2 or more Maytag or Whirlpool appliances, up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid appliances, and as much as $8,346 in savings on Thermador. As always, we have financing to fit your needs and budget, and our appliance experts will help you find what you're looking for. At Judd & Black, appliances are what we do. Don't miss the President's Day big event going on now only at Judd & Black Appliance. Come see why your friends and neighbors voted us number one appliance store. Judd & Black, your hometown appliance store. Online at JuddBlack.com.
KGMI News Update.
I'm Peter Wagner. A big sinkhole has North 8th Street in Linden shut down between Pine and Ivy. City Administrator Mike Martin urging people to stay away from the area. Traffic is able to get around the closure by utilizing other city streets. That section of North 8th could be closed for months. Police in Bellingham are asking you to close your blinds as they investigate 4 cases of voyeurism in the Seaholm neighborhood. Lieutenant Danette Beckley says all 4 involved college-aged women and a man shining a flashlight through their windows. She says for the most part, this is happening early in the morning. We have a sketch of the suspect at KGMI.com. And a Bellingham man is facing child porn charges. Court documents say James Cunningham confessed when he was busted last February at a Samish Way home. Charging papers say the 75-year-old had thousands of child porn images on his computer. Your dependable forecast for tonight, cloudy. Some scattered showers, a low right around 41 tomorrow. But those showers will kind of die off early, giving way to partial afternoon sun and a high 47. I'm Peter Wagner for KGMI News.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm a procrastinator.
Hi, Liz.
What brings you here today?
My roof. I meant to replace it this fall, and now that winter's here, I don't know what to do.
Hi, I'm Winton Smith of Western Roofing, and if you're like Liz, I'd like to invite you to call us today for a free estimate. Now's the time to get on top of your roofing problems. Just quit procrastinating and call Western Roofing today.
Western Roofing, protecting Northwest homes since 1938. Online at westernroof.com.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as Ico, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
Did you know people all over your neighborhood are practicing their 6 a.m. operatic falsetto? Dreading that cold morning shower. Get a water heater that works.
Valley Plumbing and Electric
will have you changing your tune in no time.
I love this heat. It feels so great.
Online at valleype.com
for all your water heater and plumbing needs 24/7.
Call Ball Plumbing. For home and business, call Ball Plumbing. Need a plumber? Just call Ball. 647-2255. That's 647-B-A-L-L. BallPlumbing.net. Got a leak? Just call Ball.
KGMI News Update.
I'm Peter Wagner. Whoever President Trump's next national security advisor will be, it won't be Vice Admiral Robert Harward. A White House official says Harward has turned down the chance to succeed Michael Flynn, citing financial and family commitments. Flynn resigned after revelations he'd misled Vice President Mike Pence about discussions he held with a Russian diplomat. A California man who bought high-powered rifles used in the San Bernardino terror attack that claimed 14 lives pleaded guilty in federal court today. Enrique Marquez Jr. agreed to a plea deal, which would bring him up to 25 years in prison. Officials monitoring the stricken Oroville Dam in Northern California say they're confident the damaged spillway and eroded hillside can withstand approaching storms. They've been slowing the release, rather, of water from a lake behind the nation's tallest dam so crews can remove debris from the bottom of the spillway. Dependable forecast, cloudy, scattered showers tonight, low 41 tomorrow. Decreasing showers early, partial afternoon sun, and a high 47. I'm Peter Wagner for KGMI News.
Sometimes it's the things you don't see that are the most important. Take your house, for instance. You don't see the foundation, but it's the most critical part of the entire home building process. Honkoop Gravel has been constructing solid foundations in Whatcom County for over 30 years. And while they may be known for their gravel pits and delivery, they also do site prep, land clearing, and long-haul freight work to 11 western states and Canada. Honkoop Gravel in Linden, or visit them online at honkoop.com.
Did you know when you see an emergency responder or a tow truck operator with their lights flashing on the side of the road, you've got the responsibility to slow down and move over? When police, fire, or tow truck operators are assisting a stranded vehicle or at an accident, it's the law to slow down 200 feet prior to the emergency zone and 200 feet after the emergency zone. And if safe and possible, it's your responsibility to move over a lane to allow extra room for the emergency responders. An emergency zone is defined as a zone with vehicles with 360 degrees of flashing lights. So when you see a tow operator or another emergency responder, please slow down and move over if it's safe to do so. Otherwise, you could face up to a 60-day suspension of your license for reckless endangerment. So remember, slow down 200 feet before and after an emergency zone to give emergency workers room to work. This message brought to you by Horton's Towing, offering quick, reliable roadside assistance for 75 years. Learn more about the Slow Down, Move Over law at the website hortonstowing.org.
In our shops, we meet people from all over the country and even from England, Australia, and New Zealand who know and love meat pies. Hi, I'm Holly from Good to Go Meat Pies, where we make meat pies called pasties. Pasties have a rich history and tradition starting in Cornwall, England, where miners would take these portable and nourishing pies down into the mines for their lunches. You don't have to be a miner to enjoy a Good to Go pasty. Visit us at our locations in Everson and Linden or at the Bellingham Farmers Market. Online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
Well, getting ready for the second half to begin right now with the Mount Baker Mountaineers leading Overlake 29-22 in this 1A district tournament basketball game. Losers out of the tournament. The winner advances.
And this second half is brought to you by Northwest Propane, locally owned and operated for over three generations. Personalized service is the cornerstone of their business at Northwest Propane.
Overlake will inbound to begin the second half. They come to front court, down across the line. Foster still looking at a 2-3 zone, and they have a double team going again on the big guy, Friend, inside. Come outside, looking for some room. They come inside for Friend, and the ball goes off somebody's shoe out of bounds. And now they're going to reverse the call. They were going to give it out to Mount Baker.
The right call by the officials there. The one official saw it the other way, and the official outside had a better look and made the right call. Good job by the officials.
Here's the lob inside. No room there for Foster. Now it comes to the corner for a shot that won't go. Rebound taken off by Mount Baker and circling in a wide circle to bring it the other way, Valvance. Valvance had a great second quarter, particularly for Mount Baker. T.J. Bass out front. T.J. looking for cutters coming through. T.J. puts up a three-point shot. Rattles out. No good. Rebound is taken by Lundquist. Lundquist come down now all the way to the wing to Delay. Delay back out front. Rotate the basketball. Lundquist at the point. Come in the paint with the ball now. DeHurt. And as DeHurt has the ball knocked away, it'll be out of bounds to Mount Baker.
And the Overlake again with these turnovers. They're starting the third quarter the same way they started the first quarter. These turnovers are just killing them here tonight.
So quickly the other way. Here comes Schleimer. Schleimer across the line. High post pass coming now to T.J. Hunt, or to T.J. Bass. Bass shot no good. Rebound grabbed off by Overlake. Here they come to front court. Lundquist won't take it in. Comes back out front with the ball to DeHurt. His shot no good, and nothing going down for him again.
And not for DeHurt tonight. He hasn't scored 1 point.
Now here comes Mount Baker in a crowd. Come to the right side. T.J. doesn't get it. Rebound grabbed off. Shoveled underneath for a shot that won't go. Tipped up and back by T.J. Bass for the score.
Boy, and there are times tonight where Overlake's just getting killed on the boards. Great job by T.J. Bass with that rebound and putting it back up.
31-22, Mount Baker by 9. Drive inside. Come back to Lundquist. Lundquist, cross-court pass. Shot by Delay. Air ball grabbed off by Mount Baker. Quickly they come racing the other way. Schleimer take it all the way to the corner. Three-point shot goes down for Valvans. Valvans has been lighting up.
He has indeed, Dick. And I'll tell you what, you know, Overlake, if they don't give it to Friend soon.
They're coming to Friend, and he is hammered by T.J. Bass.
Yeah, I was going to think Overlake's coaching staff might go out there and hand the ball to him themselves. I mean, he's the guy they want. They want the ball in his hands because he could do what he did just there. If he doesn't make it, he's going to get fouled half the time, goes to the line.
Now at the foul line, the big 6'10" senior misses the first one. How many does he have in the game?
Only six so far for Fred.
Top scorer on the season for the Owls. Second shot is good. 34-23 in favor of Mount Baker. Three-point shot. Valvan didn't hesitate.
No.
Nobody was down, and he put it up from deep in the corner. Well, he had the feeling, but it wasn't there that time.
When you're feeling it, though, you put it up there, right?
Yes. When in doubt, shoot.
Boy.
Now a shot from the other side. Misses. Here comes Mount Baker. Quickly, Balvans across the line. Drives into the paint. Pump fake. Shot no good. Rebound grabbed off. Overlake. They come racing across the line. Rudolph with it. Rudolph. Rotate. Inside. Friend. Backhand shot is good.
What a play by Friend that side.
That really was a good one.
Because he had the big T.J. Bass all over him. And he just went up and underneath with a reverse lay-in. Fantastic.
34-25 in favor of Mount Baker. Here comes T.J. driving into Friend. Got away with a walk. Back it comes to T.J. T.J. backs away. Cross-court pass. Valvan's in the corner. Back out on top. Rotate the ball. Come to Schleimer. Now back it comes for Valvan's. Three-point shot won't go. This one is tipped loose. Grab back by Mount Baker. Come over on the right side. Schleimer. Rather, this time, Bass. Caleb Bass goes in to score. So the sophomore scores.
And again, and Mount Baker just ruling the offensive boards.
Yeah.
That time Friend is kicking himself a little bit because he had a rebound that he should have He should have pulled down, but it got away from him. Mount Baker able to grab it off, and just kind of a little bit hectic there. And I'll tell you, this Caleb Bass, he's got some moves to him. That was a really tough shot, getting fouled, falling away, and making that.
Foul shot is up, misses it. Rebound grabbed off by TJ. TJ with a basketball. Comes under the paint for a lay-in that is good. Who got that? That was Schleimer.
Caleb Bass.
Caleb Bass with the shot. And now a foul down at the other end as Mount Baker comes down on defense. 38-25, Mount Baker leads. And the big guy for Mount Baker is on the floor now, Ethan Gates at 6'8".
I just cannot understand why Overlake hasn't gone underneath. They've been missing everything from outside. And that, not only is he a big guy, Owen Friend, he's a good post player too.
Foul shot is good from the foul line by Telly Lundquist.
And Lundquist did a good job that time getting to the hoop, drawing the foul.
So Lundquist will shoot again. Foul shot is up and good. 38-27, 11-point lead, Mount Baker. So now TJ in backcourt. Bass, cross-court pass, coming to Ramirez. High post pass over to Gates. Gates on a give and go, and a beautiful driving shot is up and down for Caleb Bass. Wow, he's having quite a night.
Well, it was a full-court press by Overlake, and Mount Baker just very patient, doing a great job.
Shot inside, misses, rebound grabbed off by Mount Baker. They race the other way. They got a 5-on-4 if they can find an open man. Back over it comes to Bass. And then the ball is knocked loose as they dive after it. Maybe a foul called.
Good hustle that time.
Ramirez, I think.
Oh, yeah, the fouls are Romero, but good hustle just to get over there. But I'll tell you what, Overlake a little bit upset the last time. I think it was the Hare who went up, and it looked like he got fouled, but no call. Mount Baker doing a good job in transition, but then turning it over.
So down the other way, here comes Overlake. 40-27 in favor of Mount Baker. 3:47 left in the third. Loser out game here at the district basketball tournament. Cross court pass all the way back out front. Now it comes to Randolph. They shut him down pretty well. He had some shots in the first half. Coming the paint back out to the outlet. Cross court pass coming now over to DeHer. His shot no good. Rebound grabbed off by Gates. Gates hands off. Here comes Mount Baker. Boy, I'll tell you. Caleb Bass has got the feeling. He just wants to have the ball and take it to the hoop.
He's doing a very good job that time, taking it right to the Overlake defender and driving that foul.
Out of bounds to Mount Baker. TJ with the ball. Back out front it comes to Caleb. Back, they try to go a give and go. Balvans puts up a shot. No good. Rebound grabbed off by Balvans. And a foul is going to be called here against Mount Baker.
It was over the back on the rebound, Dick. A good call that one on Ethan Gates.
So Gates picks it up, the 6'8" junior for Mount Baker.
All right, I don't see it up on the board quite yet, but I thought it was Gates. Maybe they're calling it on. Not quite sure who they called it on.
Yeah, not sure.
Oh, it was Gates.
It was Gates. Yeah. Overlake coming down the other way now. Rudolph on the dribble at the point, looking at that 2-3 zone. Gets a pick from Friend. As he tries to go in, the ball is kicked loose. And it's going to be out of bounds here to Overlake.
They really need something on this possession as Overlake. Down 13 points. They got to get something going.
Yeah, and Mount Baker in a position to maybe kind of break it open if they get a couple going. Out front, Rudolph with it. Rudolph, cross-court pass. Come over to DeHer. From the corner, three-point shot, misses, rebound, back out front. Come to the far side, and as the ball is rotated around, they go to Gardner, who just checked in. Outside shot goes down, and that was Gardner, I believe, that hit it.
Boy, finally, a three-pointer goes down for Overlake.
So Gardner hits it, and a timeout taken. We'll be back in just 30 seconds with the score. Mount Baker 40 and Overlake 30 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm a procrastinator.
Hi, Liz.
What brings you here today?
My roof. I meant to replace it this fall, and now that winter's here, I don't know what to do.
Hi, I'm Winton Smith of Western Roofing, and if you're like Liz, I'd like to invite you to call us today for a free estimate. Now's the time to get on top of your roofing problems. Just quit procrastinating and call Western Roofing today.
Western Roofing, protecting Northwest homes since 1938. Online at westernroof.com.
Well, Mount Baker coming out of backcourt now. They have a 10-point lead at 40-30 in this loser-out game. Down across the timeline they come. Bass with the ball. Now looking for a handoff. Goes to Caleb Bass again. Caleb drive the baseline. Caleb driving shot is up and in. He's fouled. The basket may count.
Oh, and that is, he took a right at the 6'10 friend and got that one to go.
Boy, you usually don't see a sophomore have the courage to go into a heavy traffic like that, and he didn't hesitate.
And, you know, that's the third foul on Friend.
Foul shot is good. Great play there by Caleb Bass in his first start for Mount Baker, and what a job he's done.
Boy, he's much shorter. He's only 5'10", going up against the big Friend.
And now a foul, jump shot misses. Rebound grabbed off by Mount Baker. Here they come. All the way down to the corner of the ball. Romero, and then Romero loses control of it. And quickly the other way will come. Overlake out front with it. Here comes Rudolph. Rudolph drives, goes to Friend. Friend loses the handle, out of bounds.
Yeah, good idea by Rudolph that time, penetrating, and the sophomore was able to find Friend, but Friend just not able to get the handle. They're getting Friend out of the game. I was wondering when that was going to happen. He's got three fouls. They're going to want him for the fourth quarter here for sure.
Romero comes out for Mount Baker. Ingholm in to replace him. Now on the backcourt, Mount Baker racing across the line. Driving shot is no good. Going to be a charge. As going down hard, Schleimer ran over one of the defenders trying to score.
It was a fantastic job by Foster that time. Mount Baker doing a good job breaking the press. Schleimer with his quickness and his strength that we've seen in football going down hard, but Foster doing a good job of getting underneath and drawing that foul.
Here comes Rudolph now for Overlake. The Owls in possession, trailing it here by 13 points. Shot from the outside misses. Rebound grabbed off by Overlake. Taken away now by Ingholm of Mount Baker. Ingholm comes down across the line. Ingholm on top. Schleimer. Look over to Bass. So now Caleb Bass with it. Caleb back to Ingholm. Ingholm around to pick. Three-point shot. Won't go. Rebound. Mount Baker. Another good job on the board. Schleimer puts up a 10-footer. Won't go. Rebound. Back up. Good. That was Gates. The big guy Gates at 6'8" horses it back.
It's just the offensive rebounds are just killing Overlake, and they're just saving Mount Baker here.
45-30, Mount Baker with a 15-point lead. A shot in the middle is blocked, but a foul will be called. DeHer went into a crowd, and somebody tried to reject it and hit the...
It was Gates. If he goes straight up, he's going to just reject that ball, no problem. But instead, he decided to try to slap it away and came down on DeHer.
Yeah, his second personal foul.
DeHer is looking for his first point tonight. Remember,
wow.
He was their second leading scorer last week, in their last game.
Ziad DeHer, 6'6" senior, misses the foul shot. Wow.
Yeah, he's struggling a little bit here tonight.
Boy, you get in the district, you got to have everybody come through.
Yeah, you got to make those free throws straight. It's really important. They haven't had many opportunities at the line as Overlake. They need to capitalize, especially down by 15.
Second shot is up. This one is good. 45-31, 14-point lead for Mount Baker.
Now they'll come out of backcourt here. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Gates has the ball. Gates. Back over it comes to Caleb Bass. Caleb to the high post, Gates. Gates, they split the post. Pass, they try to come inside. They were trying to get it down inside to Barbo and missing him. It goes out of bounds to Overlake.
Valvets didn't quite have the angle. 41 seconds left. A little bit surprised here to see Owen Friend coming back in with three fouls with 41 seconds left here in the quarter. But that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, that is kind of a surprise. Down the other way, here comes Rudolph. Rudolph across the line. Rudolph out front with a delay. Delay Rudolph. 32 seconds left. High post pass to Friend. High-low game. They come underneath. And DeHer horses it up. Misses the shot. Rebound. Here comes Mount Baker. Ingholm drives. Has the shot rejected. And again, driving into a defender. You know, that it would have been better to wait for some help.
It was a great piece of defense, though. I
have to give
Lundquist a great, that was great job. He did not go for the fake at all and went up and rejected that.
Ingholm will inbounds now, looking for cutters, having some trouble. And now he throws it against the shoe of the defender to get some more time on the clock.
I don't know. DeHart's complaining about it. There's nothing I like about that. You can do that.
Yeah. Well, with 18 seconds, they got plenty of time. They just got to get the ball in.
Yeah, then I think he'd wait for the last shot.
Somebody should set a pick. And they finally do get it into Gates. Gates back out front, top of the circle, to Caleb Bass. Bass with it, 13 seconds. Bass driving, shooting, scoring! Wow! Boy, he is doing the job. 47-31 in favor of Mount Baker. Here comes Rudolph the other way. Three-point shot from the corner won't go. Timeout after three. And the score is Mount Baker 47 and Overlake 31 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Did you know there are over 5,000 species of frogs in the world? If you're interested in learning more about frogs and their habitat, join the Whatcom County Amphibian Monitoring Program. Saturday, February 18th and Sunday, the 19th, they're providing their annual amphibian identification and survey training from 9 till 3. The training covers how to identify egg masses and adult forms of amphibian species in the lowlands of Whatcom County. The first session takes place at the BP Heron Center at Birch Bay State Park. Volunteers need to be at least 16 years of age and should be comfortable working in water, being outside in all types of weather, and in good physical condition. Attendees are asked to provide a minimum of 12 hours of volunteer time surveying amphibians between March and June. For more information and to register, visit the website whatfrogs.org. That's whatfrogs.org.
This information is brought to you by BP Cherry Point, a friend of Birch Bay State Park. For more on the BP Heron Center and other ways BP supports local communities, go to bp.com/Washington.
KGMI Bellingham.
HD2, 92.9 KISM.
And 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Well, back here at Mount Baker High School, Dick Stark with Tracy Ellis. We're here for the final 8 minutes of the game. Mount Baker leading at 47-31. High post pass, TJ Bass. Bass, thinking about it, puts it up. Off the iron, no good. Put back, no good. Rebound, back up, in. And that was Barbo, Thomas Barbo with the putback. Boy,
offensive boards, just, they are, Mount Baker's been outstanding on the offensive boards.
Mount Baker's just taking over this game. Loser is out of the tournament. Long three-point shot, and again, they're trying a lot of those threes, nothing going down.
Yeah, they just, they've had some success getting it down to Friend, who has 9 points tonight, but at the same time, you know, they have really struggled from beyond the arc.
So Mount Baker in possession right now. They have a big lead in this basketball game. New player on the floor, and it's Carter Backstrom. Backstrom, a sophomore, just checked in.
It's kind of an odd substitution at this point. Backstrom not seen any time so far this game. Maybe trying to get a little bit, give him a little bit of experience up by 18 here.
Down the other way now. Here comes a pass to Delay. Delay cross court. Look to the left wing, come into the paint, Delay, left-hand shot off the glass and down.
Yeah, much better job of moving the ball that time, getting an easy look for Overlake. Good ball movement.
Ingholm down across the line. TJ Bass with the ball at the high post. Thinking about driving on the big guy Friend because he has three fouls, but he doesn't take it in. Back out front it comes now to Backstrom. Backstrom, the sophomore, goes out front, top of the circle. Here's a three-point shot that won't go. It goes out of bounds to Overlake. So they're going to have to shoot their way back into this one. 49-33, a 16-point lead for Mount Baker with 6:34 left.
You know what? 16-point lead is not insurmountable at all. We saw Squalicum yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before. They came back from 20. They were down by 20 after three.
Yeah, particularly with the three-point shot, you start draining them. Down the other way we come. Johnson to Rudolph. Rudolph, skip pass inside, pump fake, and then a hook shot that rattles and goes. That was Friend, and that was a nice soft hook shot from the foul line.
He's a great post player. He's not just tall. He's a good post player.
Now Mount Baker driving underneath, passing to TJ. TJ with the basketball. Bass drives. Misses the shot. He was going right against Friend, trying to take advantage of the three fouls, but was not able to draw that foul. down the other way now. Here comes Overlake. Driving up the middle of backhand shot goes up and down for DeHer. And just like that, they're crawling right back into this thing. It's a 12-point game right now. Mount Baker's 16-point lead is down to 12 right now. And with possession, high post pass coming to TJ. TJ goes inside Schleimer. Schleimer has it locked loose. Grab back. Now, again, Bass.
No way.
Boy, it looked like a dive there by Friend.
That was just that was a tough call. Friend doing a good job selling that one for sure, but it certainly looked like a block to me. You know, Friend did a good job moving his feet and getting in front there and drawing that foul, but boy, that was a was a tough one.
And TJ was trying to take advantage of the three fouls by Friend. It went right at him, but it goes the other way. Out front now. Pass come in the paint for a layup that is good. Wow, here comes Friend again. Friend got that one.
They are so much better with the ball in Friend's hand.
Now quickly across the time. Schleimer loses the handle, gets it back. Come back out front. Top of the circle of the basketball. Schleimer come now to TJ Bass. And Mount Baker not showing any patience at all right now. Barbo with it. Barbo starts to drive. Ball knocked loose, and then a foul's going to be called here against Overlake.
Well, good job by Overlake, really putting pressure on the ball. And this time they know at this point they need to go in there and they need to create some steals.
It's a 10-point game right now. It's going to be an injury timeout, so we'll just keep it here temporarily.
Yeah, Overlake doing a really good job of really battling their way back in this, playing some really good defense, and on the offensive end, doing what, you know, frankly, I'm certainly not criticizing the coach. These games work out the way they do for a reason, but, you know, I was surprised that Friend hasn't seen it much more often throughout this game because he is fantastic. I mean, not only with his post moves, but his ability to pass the basketball as well. He's got, so far tonight, Dick, he's got 13 points, and I think very easily, had they fed him a little bit more, he could be up around 20. He's a really good player. Now, with that said, I will say that TJ Bass is doing a really good job on him, and TJ's also making him work really hard on the defensive end as well. It's an old-school battle between two big guys, Dick.
Well, you got to hope right now that Mount Baker will settle down a bit. They're hurrying their offense and taking some probably not as good a shot selection as they've had, you know, during this ball game.
Certainly, but part of that is the pressure that Overlake is putting on the ball, and overplaying a little bit, taking some chances because they know they have to. And they're at one point, they're down 18 in this quarter.
4 minutes and 47 seconds left. The lead is 10 points for Mount Baker. The loser is out of the tournament. They come in. TJ Bass puts it up from the corner, misses, rebound, grabbed off. Overlake, here they come. Quickly across the timeline. Somebody's wide open underneath, but they missed him. Rebound taken by Mount Baker. Barbo comes the other way. Barbo out front with the ball to Caleb Bass. Caleb driving, tries to hook, and Friend, the 6'10" senior, slaps it way out into the outer court. Out of play.
Friend saw that one coming. He said, no, not this time. Caleb.
I was surprised Caleb took the shot.
Well, he's been able to do that tonight, Dick. He's had success, but that time Friend had a really good beat on it.
Now, inbounds pass coming out front now, top of the circle to TJ Bass. TJ with the basketball in a double team, looking for some help. Back out front he comes now. Caleb, and it's Caleb Bass, and wow. A call away from ball.
That went away from the ball. I didn't see it, Dick, because it was away from the ball. But that one going against Balvans, trying to fight to get open to get that ball.
4:14 left in the game. 10-point lead, Mount Baker. Loser is done for the year. Winner advances in the district tournament. High post pass to the 6'10" Friend. Friend looked to the left side. Passes off for a driving shot that's not going to go. Rebound taken off by Caleb Bass. Caleb, long lead pass for a driving layup. What a pass. He's just threaded the needle to get it to Thomas Barbo for a lay-in.
And an incredible finish by Barbo, too.
Now the ball knocked loose, almost stolen there that time by Caleb Bass. And the ball goes out of bounds to Mount Baker. Wow.
That one probably could have gone either way. May have gone off a Baker player, but the official's not seeing it that way.
Getting kind of crazy out here. 3:40 left. You would think that Mount Baker would try and take some time off the clock. Now as the ball comes back over, almost stolen, baskets it back. Caleb looks to the corner, comes over on the right side. Shot is no good. Rebound, knocked loose. Grabbed off by Mount Baker. Caleb puts it back up. No good. Rebound struggled for. Two players go to the floor. Wow.
These guys are playing a loser out game, Dick.
Yeah, they
this
are.
This is physical, high-intensity basketball from both teams, and you got to love it. You got to love it. Both guys are, you know, guys are very emotional right now, but I will say they're keeping their cool. It's just a fight out there over, like, doing everything they can to fight and claw their way back into this one. Mount Baker trying to hold on.
3:19 left. Mount Baker inbounds. Come out front with the basketball. Three-point shot goes down for Balvans. Boy, that may do it.
Well, that's a killer for Overlake. Like, that's for sure. They were doing such a good job getting back into this thing, and all of a sudden they're back down by 15 again.
Balvans, just a long three-point shot. 54-39 now in favor of Mount Baker. Come down to Friend. Friend back out front, top of the circle, delay. Delay driving, can't get a shot. He comes back out to Rudolph. Rudolph shoots, misses, and a foul is called. He'll go to the line.
Rudolph doing a good job that time, taking it to the teeth of the Mount Baker defense. He has a lot of quickness, does Rudolph, able to get in there, draw that foul. Best thing that Overlake can do is score points with the clock stopped. It's the last thing that Mount Baker wants to let them do.
54-39. 54-40. It's a 14-point game as that one goes down.
That's Rudolph, a good sophomore. He's a very exciting player.
2:47 left in the game. Second shot is also good. He's had a good game. Rob Gray wants to talk to his team. Timeout here with a score. Mount Baker 54, Overlake 41 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Jason here with our newbie Kevin to chat about the Smith Kia difference.
Hey, wait, newbie? I've been here for months. I've studied and gained lots of product knowledge, and I'm so on board with Smith Kia Credo, treat your customers like family.
Yep, you're getting it, little man. We have over 150 years of employee loyalty in the building. That's part of the Smith Kia difference.
Good point, Master. And I was just going to mention our Oil Changes for Life program. And of course, Kia's award-winning style and safety.
Good start, young grasshopper. Good start.
Discover the Smith Kia difference on Iowa Street and at SmithKia.com.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm a procrastinator.
Hi, Liz.
What brings you here today?
My roof. I meant to replace it this fall, and now that winter's here, I don't know what to do.
Hi, I'm Winton Smith of Western Roofing, and if you're like Liz, I'd like to invite you to call us today for a free estimate. Now's the time to get on top of your roofing problems. Just quit procrastinating and call Western Roofing today.
Western Roofing, protecting Northwest homes since 1938. Online at westernroof.com.
Well, back out here at Mount Baker High School, the Mount Baker High School band entertaining the fans, and they've got quite a band there that has been working all night long.
Yeah, they do a very nice job out here at Mount Baker. Good crowd, exciting night. As it looks like right now with 2:47 left, their Mountaineers are in control of this one, up by 13.
Full court pressure now by Overlake. And Mount Baker will try to take some time off the clock, I'm sure. Come to T.J. Bass. Bass across the timeline. Now they're not going to take it in, looking for some help. T.J.'s out near midcourt. Spread the floor. Three-point shot. They weren't taking any time off on that one. Balvans put it up from way outside.
Yep, Balvans does not hesitate no matter how much time's on the clock. He likes to shoot it.
Now it comes down the left sideline to Friend. Friend, the 6'10" senior, drives and lays it in for Overlake. And quickly they call a timeout to stop the clock. 54-43. It's a 9-point game. Still plenty of time with 2:15 left. We're going to break for 30 seconds. Be right back here at Mount Baker. It's Mount Baker 54 and Overlake 43 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as Ico, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
Back here with Tracy Ellison. Tracy, this has been a battle.
It has been absolutely a battle. You give both teams a lot of credit coming out here and playing as hard as they possibly can. They don't want to go home. They want to keep on playing, and, you know, they're doing everything they can to try to pull this one out. And, you know, there have been so many times where it looks like Mount Baker's going to pull away, and every time that happens, Overlake does something to get them back into it.
Full court pressure. Mount Baker gets the ball in. Comes to T.J. Bass. Bass across the timeline. Bass with the basketball. Look over now to Caleb. Caleb Bass. They spread the floor. They are working on the clock right now. T.J. in the corner. Back out front. A minute 59. They'll take the shot clock down to about 10 and then try to go with it. Back out front, top of the circle now. Rotate the ball. Slimer. Slimer. Come to Caleb Bass. Stolen! Here comes Rudolph on the fast break. Lays it up and in. Wow.
Rudolph, what a play.
Makes it a 9-point game.
One sophomore stealing it from the other.
Full court pressure as Mount Baker inbounds. May have been a foul called.
It was on Rudolph. A push.
That'll be the fourth foul on Rudolph.
Yeah, but at this point with 136, you got to leave him in there. He's very dynamic defensively and offensively.
And Mount Baker's not in the one-and-one yet. They have two fouls to give. Out across the line. T.J. Bass with the basketball. T.J. looks for someone underneath. The ball, bad pass, picked off. Here comes Rudolph. Rudolph, top of the circle. Tries to take it in, can't do it. Back outside, three-point shot, won't go. Rebound, Mount Baker. They outlet over on the left side to Caleb Bass. Caleb gets it down across the timeline. Oh. And now Val Vance is fouled.
I think that's only... We were thinking that was his fifth foul, but I'm thinking maybe that's only... Oh, no, that is the fifth foul on Rudolph. The score sitting next to me indicating that on Overlake.
It is on the scoreboard.
Yeah, not the guy they wanted to have to foul, but he indeed was the person who did that. They had to stop the clock. They couldn't just let it run down by 9 points.
Minute and 10 seconds left in this game. Loser's done. Winner advances in the District 1A tournament.
Again, a great job here by both teams, as you mentioned now. Mount Baker's going to take some time off, but at the same time, they don't want to be sloppy with the basketball.
Mount Baker will inbounds. Inbounds pass, come back over to Val Vance. Val Vance, go to TJ, back out front. Caleb, now as they come back over, driving into the paint, Val Vance, now drive as they try to drive underneath, the ball is stripped away out of bounds, but a foul may be called here against Overlake.
He had the foul. They just could not, at this point, afford to let them take any more time off the clock. And Friend being the senior out there, knowing they had to do it, but he has four fouls now. Again, with 56 seconds, doesn't mean much.
Thomas Barbo misses the foul shot. Rebound grabbed off. Overlake, here they come. 53 seconds left. Lead pass, come down the corner. Three-point shot goes down from long range. It was Telly Lundquist, and all of a sudden we're down to a 6-point game with 47 seconds left. Would you believe it?
Oh, I would, because that was a fantastic transition that time from Overlake, knowing that they had to get something quick. They got some luck with Balvans missing the free throw, exactly what they had hoped would happen. Missed the free throw, came right down, hit a three immediately, and then got a timeout so they could set up a full court press defense. They'll look to get a turnover first, Dick. If they can create a turnover, that's obviously ideal. But after that, they've got a foul pretty quickly with only 47 seconds left.
And Rob Gray is talking to his team. Now keep possession. Let's not turn this thing over. You've got to just spread the floor. Use the clock. Take a foul, whatever you need to do, but let's not put up a quick shot early.
You definitely don't want to turn it over. It's unfortunate for Overlake that Trey Rudolph has fouled out of this game, because he is probably their best defender. Has been here tonight, but also Talay Lundquist does a really good job of creating turnovers. He's done that several times tonight as well. And you may see him put the pressure on whoever gets the ball initially. But again, you just cannot mess around a lot if you're Overlake, because there's only 47 seconds left.
I think I would try to keep the hands and the ball in the hands of T.J. Bass. He can hit the free throws.
Yeah, T.J., Caleb, and Balvans, all good free throw shooters.
Okay, full court pressure again here by Overlake. Trying to get a pass in. They do. Come back over to T.J. T.J., being double-teamed, dribbles down across the timeline. Now comes in a big circle. He wasn't going to take it in.
Double dribble.
Oh, no.
I didn't see that. But
no. He was out in front and turned around to come back out rather than shoot so they could eat up some clock.
Wow,
that's the worst thing that could happen to him.
T.J. is a good ball handler for a big 6'5 guy, but he's got to get it to a guard there.
39 seconds left. 54-48 in favor of Mount Baker. Now drive the right side. Come out on front. They come inside to Friend. His shot, no good. He was fouled. He'll be at the line.
Wow, that is very fortunate for Mount Baker, because a chance for Friend to go to the line for a three-point play, that ball barely not going in. Friend not able to finish, but goes to the line. Again, you know, you do not, if you're Mount Baker, want to let Overlake score points with the clock stopped.
He has not shot well from the line tonight. Now he hits that one. 54-49. It's a five-point game.
Like I said, they're better with the ball in his hand. I can understand why they went down low to him instead of just going for a three-pointer right away. They do have enough time to be able to do that now. And he manages to get to the line. Let's see if he can hit another free throw and get them within just 4 points.
Ethan Gates goes back on the floor, and the sophomore, Carter Backstrom, is on the floor. Second shot is in and out. No good. Rebound off the foot of Gates. Gates had the rebound, and it bounced off his foot out of bounds. What a tough break.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a tough break. You know, I'll tell you, at some point, Mount Baker might want to think about a timeout. They need to gain their composure here.
30 seconds remain in the ball game. Back out front now. Overlake with a basketball. Three-point shot off the glass. No good. Put back up. No good. Grabbed off Mount Baker. They save it in the corner with 21 seconds left.
Now that was a rushed three that time. Did not need it. Telly Lundquist throwing that up there way too quick. They still had plenty of time. They had possession. Only down by 4-2 possessions. And you go and you hurry that and take a shot that it had no chance of going in. And then you have to foul. They got the right guy. Not the best of foul shooters in Schleimer. Let's see what they can do here.
Schleimer at the line. Shooting the one-and-one. Foul shot is up. Got it. 55-49 in favor of Mount Baker. So a six-point lead now with 21 seconds.
And Schleimer making four foul shots. I think he's 4 for 6, so I shouldn't say that he's too bad. He's had a bad night at the foul line, shutting me up real quick.
If he hits this, it'll be a four-possession game, and he got it. He got it. 56-49 now in favor of Mount Baker. Coming out of backcourt, down across the timeline.
They got to hurry.
Here comes Foster. Foster drives around a pick. He's in a double team. Can't shoot. Out front. Three-point shot. Off the glass and down. That shot by Trent Gardner hit the glass and came straight down through on the bank. Unbelievable. And 56-52 with just about 11 seconds left in this game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, Gardner just had to put it up. And when you're in that situation, when you're that far out with 10 seconds left, you just throw it up there and hope for the best. Hopefully it's close. It was. Banks in, goes in to get a quick timeout to stay alive, although barely breathing, down by 4 with just under 11 seconds left.
Well, if they foul immediately, Mount Baker's got to make the free throws. If they miss, that gives them a chance for a three down at the other end, you're into a one-possession game.
Yeah, you have got to. Well, and if you are Overlake, you cannot hesitate. You have got to foul as soon as that ball comes in there and hope they miss one. I mean, you really have, at this point, very little chance if they don't miss a free throw. Now, maybe you get lucky. You get a steal underneath the hoop, and you put it up real quick. But anything beyond that, you got to foul and just hope for the best. It's going to be a real tough hill to climb for Overlake with only 10.6 seconds left here in the fourth quarter.
Okay, and Mount Baker will now inbounds. And they got to be careful not to have a turnover here as well.
Yeah, you don't want that for sure.
T.J. Bass will inbounds. And he's been very successful against this press, getting the ball in play. Full court pressure. It's a man-to-man press. And right now, T.J. has the ball. Gets the ball in to Schleimer.
Yeah.
And immediately, and Schleimer's the guy they wanted to have the ball.
That's a two. That's going to be that's an intentional foul. Is before the ball was inbounded. So that's an intentional foul. They do not want to do that because that's, I believe, that's ball in possession, isn't it?
If they would call it intentional, I don't think they called it an intentional.
Oh, it was. They didn't. It was a foul before the ball was inbounded. So
yeah,
isn't that usually an intentional, I believe, but I guess not. Maybe
you can foul before the whistle blow, you know, before
the inbound?
They inbounds, but it's rare that you see this.
I'm not sure what the...
Yeah, I'm surprised it wouldn't be an intentional.
It really, at this point, doesn't matter a lot. It's a two-possession game with less than 11 seconds left. You know, there's some...
Well, it depends on the foul shots.
Yeah.
And Engholm at the line. Engholm shooting the one-and-one. Engholm. Foul shot is up and good. He got it.
That was huge. But this one's even bigger. This one will completely put it out of reach. It's pretty much there right now, but this one.
Carson Engholm, a six-foot junior, will shoot again. 57-52. Mount Baker leads it by five.
This is a huge, huge shot. This is the game right here.
Engholm waiting for the ball. Bounces the basketball. Takes aim. Foul shot is up. He did not get it. Rebound. Pulled off. And stolen. The pass is stolen by Mount Baker. A great job to get his hands in. Valvans stole the pass as they tried an outlet pass. Valvans was there, put it in a bear hug. He was fouled. He's at the line, and that will probably do it.
That was a very heads-up play by Valvans. You know, the hard knowing that he had to outlet it quickly, he hesitated for just a bit, and all the coaches and players yelling, you got to get it in. You got to get it down there. It's not much time. And then he rushed it, and Valvans right there to pick it up.
Valvans' foul shot is up and in. He's been a key player for Mount Baker in this game.
Oh, well, all season long. He is definitely can be electrifying at time. And that time, you know, he's done it all season long offensively, but this time doing it from the defensive end.
Second shot is up and in. And Mount Baker's going to escape here. We have 6 seconds left. They don't want to foul now as the inbounds pass comes down across the timeline. Desperation shot from midcourt is going to fall short. And the game will end right there. The final score, Mount Baker 59 and Overlake 52. We'll be back with the coach in just a minute right here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
For monumental President's Day savings on appliances and barbecues, head to your hometown appliance store, Judd & Black. We have over 25 brands on display, over 3,000 appliances and barbecues in stock, and tremendous savings. Right now, you'll save even more with great rebates on select appliances. Save up to $1,000 on Electrolux built-in cooking appliances, up to $600 when you buy two or more Maytag or Whirlpool appliances, up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid appliances, and as much as $8,346 in savings on Thermador. As always, we have financing to fit your needs and budget, and our appliance experts will help you find what you're looking for. At Judd & Black, appliances are what we do. Don't miss the President's Day big event going on now only at Judd & Black Appliance. Come see why your friends and neighbors voted us number one appliance store. Judd & Black, your hometown appliance store. Online at JuddBlack.com.
Did you know people all over your neighborhood are practicing their 6 a.m. operatic falsetto? Dreading that cold morning shower. Get a water heater that works.
Valley Plumbing and Electric
will have you changing your tune in no time.
I love this heat. It feels so great.
Online at valleype.com
for all your water heater and plumbing needs 24/7.
Call Ball Plumbing.
For home and business, call Ball Plumbing. Need a plumber? Just call Ball. 647-2255. That's 647-B-A-L-L. BallPlumbing.net. Got a leak? Just call Ball.
It's time for the post-game show with the playmakers, coaches, and all the stats here on KGMI, News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.
Well, back here at Mount Baker High School, we saw a thrilling basketball game. Rob Gray of the Mount Baker Mountaineers, you've got to be proud of the way your kids responded here tonight. They just played so tough from start to finish in this basketball game.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the effort they brought tonight. They battled. They worked their tails off. They know they're in a loser-out situation, and the only way to keep playing with this group is to find a way to win, and we did that tonight.
You had a lot of different heroes in this game. Balvans, of course, always can hit key shots, it seems like. TJ did his stuff defensively, particularly on the big guy Friend at 6'10". You guys really contained him.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup for us. I mean, he's a big kid, and he's a very good basketball player. TJ did a nice job on him. Ethan did a nice job on him. I thought Jed and Thomas, when they were in situations, did a really nice job on him as well.
And Caleb Bass, I mean, for a sophomore in his first start, did a great job for him.
Yeah, Caleb came off the bench and started for us tonight and had a phenomenal game. He has started a few earlier in the year. You know, he's just a gutty competitor. He knows what he needs to do, and one of his strengths is going to the basket, and he sure went to the basket hard tonight.
Now, they started a real run in the final few minutes of the game. What did you tell your team during the timeout?
Well, we just needed to understand time and score and understand what they were trying to accomplish and make sure that we got out on their shooters and we took care of the ball like we needed to. And, you know, we had some struggles there, but, you know, that happens when you got your sophomore point guard out there, you know. But, again, we found a way to win the basketball game, so that's really all that matters, whether it's a one-point win or a seven-point win.
Pretty physical.
Yeah, you know, we try and play a physical style, and, you know, they've got some big bodies, and they're a physical team as well. Really well coached. They have good schemes. You know, we just tried to do the best job we could tonight.
Well, fantastic job by your team. I know the fans were entertained. You guys held on. Once you took control, I mean, you basically led from start to finish.
Yeah, that was nice. We wanted to just try and get out fast on them and you know, maybe rely on their weary legs having to travel all the way up from Redmond and having played on Tuesday night. We just couldn't finish our chances early in the game. And if we had done that, I think we would have been in a good situation. But as it is, we're a good situation. We get to play on Saturday.
Do you know who you'll be playing?
The winner of Kings Seattle Academy. I don't know who won that game yet, but that's who we play.
I understand Kings is a tremendous basketball team, but I understand that Kispert may be out for the year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether he's playing for them or not. They're a really good basketball team, and they're really gifted, and Rick Skeen does an amazing job coaching. So that's going to be a true test for us, and, you know, hopefully we'll find a way to maybe score one more point than they do on Saturday.
You know, you've been doing it all season long, and your guys just look great. We were really impressed by how they played.
Well, thank you, Dick. You know, I really enjoy this group of young men, and I just want to make sure that my son Keenan knows I love him, and my wife, I know I love her too as well. So thank you.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, Rob Gray of the Mount Baker Mountaineers with a big win here tonight as they defeat Overlake by the score of 59-52. So we'll be back with the scoring and a wrap on this one in just a minute on KGMI and KGMI.com.
It's the things you don't see that are the most important. Take your house, for instance. You don't see the foundation, but it's the most critical part of the entire home building process. Honkoop Gravel has been constructing solid foundations in Whatcom County for over 30 years. And while they may be known for their gravel pits and delivery, they also do site prep, land clearing, and long-haul freight work to 11 western states and Canada. Honkoop Gravel in Linden, or visit them online at honkoop.com.
In our shops, we meet people from all over the country and even from England, Australia, and New Zealand who know and love meat pies. Hi, I'm Holly from Good to Go Meat Pies, where we make meat pies called pasties. Pasties have a rich history and tradition starting in Cornwall, England, where miners would take these portable and nourishing pies down into the mines for their lunches. You don't have to be a miner to enjoy a Good to Go pasty. Visit us at our locations in Everson and Linden or at the Bellingham Farmers Market. Online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
Did you know when you see an emergency responder or a tow truck operator with their lights flashing on the side of the road, you've got the responsibility to slow down and move over? When police, fire, or tow truck operators are assisting a stranded vehicle or at an accident, it's the law to slow down 200 feet prior to the emergency zone and 200 feet after the emergency zone. And if safe and possible, it's your responsibility to move over a lane to allow extra room for the emergency responders. An emergency zone is defined as a zone with vehicles with 360 degrees of flashing lights. So when you see a tow operator or another emergency responder, please slow down and move over if it's safe to do so. Otherwise, you could face up to a 60-day suspension of your license for reckless endangerment. So remember, slow down 200 feet before and after an emergency zone to give emergency workers room to work. This message brought to you by Horton's Towing, offering quick, reliable roadside assistance for 75 years. Learn more about the Slow Down, Move Over law at the website hortonstowing.org.
Well, back here at Mount Baker High School, where the Mountaineers will advance now with a chance to go to the state regional finals as they defeat Overlake by the score of 59-52. And we saw a great ball game, and you got
we
some
did,
of the
indeed.
Stats.
It was a great ball. Turned out to be a fantastic game. At times it looked like Mount Baker would just run away with
Dick,
you know, and all of a sudden Overlake would come back, give them a lot of credit. Let's start with the Overlake Owls and scoring tonight. Their leading scorer was Owen Friend, the big 6'10 post, but only 16 points for Friend. It seems like that if he would have had the ball a little bit more, maybe they would have had a little bit more success early on, but 16 for Friend. Zach Foster with three for Isaiah DeHare. Talay Lundquist with 9 points. Trey Rudolph, the sophomore off the bench, 10 points, and 5 points for Bryce Talay. And for the victorious Mount Baker Mountaineers, leading all scorers tonight, was Grant Balvans with 18 points, 14 for Caleb Bass, 8 points for Ethan Gates, 7 for Jed Schleimer, and 5 of those 7 coming from the line for Schleimer, 4 for Thomas Barbo, and 6 for TJ Bass. And, you know, it's just, again, Dick, it's one of those games that you really only get during the playoffs. A loser-out game, two teams that desperately want to move on, pretty evenly matched, and, you know, you just see, I mean, that's when you see games like this. You know, they gave it, both teams gave it everything they had. They didn't leave anything on the court for sure.
Okay, well, here's how the score went by quarters. After one, it was Mount Baker 16-7. At the half, 29-22 Baker. After three, 47-31. And the final, 59-52. Okay, and boy, I'll tell you, Tracy, you and I have had some great basketball games here.
I know.
That's
like,
great.
We haven't had any boring ones, have we?
Oh, it's outstanding.
I know. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, these playoffs have been very exciting. Congratulations to Mount Baker High School. I mean, the girls winning last night, the boys winning tonight. It's always exciting when both teams move on in the playoffs. We're seeing that with several schools here, you know, obviously with Linden and Linden Christian as well. So, you know, great. Good luck to all these teams as they move forward here in the playoffs.
Okay, great working with you again tonight. And again, thanks to our producer, Steve Remo. And we'll remind you again, the final score of this one was Mount Baker 59, Overlake 52 on KGMI and KGMI.com. This is Dick Stark. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Northwest Conference Basketball on KGMI, News Talk 790 and KGMI.com. Proud sponsors of high school basketball on KGMI include Valley Plumbing and Electric, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Western Roofing, Walton Beverage, Judd and Black, Westside Building Supply, Kurt Mayberry Farm, and Sol de Mexico Restaurant. Other sponsors are Northwest Propane, Chihuahua Mexican Restaurant, Hankoop Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Skagit Bank, Meridian Equipment, Mount Baker Roofing, and McAvoy Oil. Here, Northwest Conference basketball all season long, right here on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.